Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain. All symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Issues 2024. I'm Steve McIntosh, and our guest is Sedgwick County Health Director Adrian Byrne. Welcome to Issues 2024. Adrian, nice to have you with us.
Thank you, Steve.
Again, we've done this a couple of times now, I guess. I'd like to begin today with student vaccinations. Which shots are actually required for a student entering school here in Sedgwick County?
Well, there are a variety of immunizations that are required. So the best thing to do is go on to the Sedgwick County Health Department website, and there is a list of all vaccines that are needed. If someone isn't sure, when they schedule their appointment at 660-7300, or if they go into their medical provider or one of our clinics in town, they should be able to look up and see what immunizations that their child is needing.
Is it a different set for each school district, or how does that work?
No, there are basic immunizations that are required to enter school.
Okay. And who decides which vaccinations are required? That's been decided already, but who makes that decision?
That is connected with the Center for Disease Control and Prevention, and then KDHE.
Okay. What's the vaccination rate in the county for schools? Do 100% for all the kids?
No, it is not 100%, and I don't have that number offhand. But there has been a little bit of a struggle with kids being up to date because COVID threw so many people off. So last year, we worked with USD 259 and did a clinic before exclusion day. And we had done clinics prior to that, but there were so many children that hadn't been vaccinated yet. We vaccinated 1,000 children before exclusion day because parents were just behind. So if anyone is still behind, it's important to get in there and get vaccinated.
So what if a student fails to be vaccinated, then that student is not allowed to go to school, I guess, until they are, huh?
That is correct, unless they have a religious exemption.
What if a family can't afford to get the shots? What happens?
Well, if a child does not have insurance or is on CanCare, state-funded insurance, then we have a vaccine for children program through Kansas Department of Health and Environment, our state health department, and we receive those vaccines at no charge, and so we were able to give those at no charge. So they just need to schedule an appointment and come into the health department, and we will take care of them.
How? Let's talk about the flu shot for a little bit. How effective is this year's flu shot? I know they're never 100%, but how effective are they this year?
Well, that hasn't been determined quite yet.
Okay.
Uh, so, you know, what we know is even on those years where maybe it's 35% effective and lower, that getting the flu shot can still help prevent serious complications and death. Not 100%, but there's some protection, even if it's not as much as we would like.
And who should get the flu shot, the flu vaccine?
Anybody 6 months and older that doesn't have a medical complication where their doctor recommends that they don't get the flu shot. Everybody. Because people die in Kansas every year from the flu and complications of the flu.
Is there a more powerful shot for older folks?
There is a different vaccine for 65 and older. We aren't, I don't believe that we have any of those this year, but any place like Walgreens or Dillon's should carry those. And if someone isn't able to afford that, then we can give them one of the flu shots that we have if they are underinsured. Because currently, we don't have a private vaccine to give to people with insurance. There's plenty of providers in Sedgwick County that can help those that are insured with private insurance.
Well, my wife is urging me to get a pneumonia shot. Is that a good idea? Should I do that?
It is a good idea. It's really important to get that pneumonia shot. And not just, it used to be just those of us that were, you know, over 60 or so should get that. Well, the data's been showing us that even people that are younger, in their 20s and 30s, if they smoke, that they are at risk of getting pneumonia as well.
What is pneumonia? I mean, my granddaughter had it the other day, and she was able to, with some medication, be back up and going in a couple of days. But what exactly is pneumonia?
There's both viral and bacterial pneumonia, and we're talking about something that affects our lungs. And if it's bacterial, then the physician is able to prescribe antibiotics.
Yep, then it
so
works.
That's not something that you want either.
All right. Now, I had a heart rhythm episode after a COVID shot a couple of years ago, and I skipped the last couple of years. Are you getting people telling you that, or should I just continue to rely on my doctor's advice on something like that?
No, you know, I definitely would recommend people to talk to their medical provider to see what they recommend. And I know when someone has an experience after a vaccine that it's hard not to, you know, cause and effect to think that it is the vaccine, mm-hmm. but it isn't necessarily. So I would recommend, you know, talking to your physician and seeing what their thoughts are on that.
Let's talk a little bit about that COVID vaccine. Is this actually a vaccine, or is it a booster? Would you call it a booster, or is it a vaccine?
Well, you know, now, and we've continued to learn so much about COVID, but it's no longer a booster. Really, it's like the flu shot, where because of how quickly viruses can mutate and multiply, that the annual vaccine has to be based on the circulating viruses in the previous year. So that's where we are with COVID, just like with flu, that it's what is the updated virus so that the vaccine can be more effective.
Are these vaccinations still free of charge?
No. It stopped, but people with insurance, it will cover the COVID vaccine. And we do have vaccine at no charge from the state for uninsured adults and uninsured children and those on Medicaid. So there is no cost for that related to COVID.
What is it safe to get those shots at a drugstore or a grocery store? That's Shelley and I have, and we haven't had any problems. But is it still safe to do that?
Oh, absolutely. Dillon's has the Take care, the Take Care clinic, and or the little clinic, and they give them there and both, also at the pharmacy. I got mine at Dillon's Pharmacy before I went on a trip about a month ago.
We're looking at, by the time this is on the air, we'll be a little bit past mid-October. Is it time to start, or should we have started already in getting our vaccinations and our shots?
I would recommend if someone hasn't that they go ahead and get vaccinated. Now, with the COVID shot, I will say that we have not received ours yet. For some reason, I'm not quite sure, because private vaccine has come in, but in regards to getting the vaccine that is at no cost, we haven't gotten it yet at the health department. Mm-hmm. So we have flu vaccine for uninsured children and adults and those on Medicaid, but not the COVID shot yet. So we are waiting, hoping every day that we get that in.
You're listening to Issues 2024 on the Odyssey radio stations, and our guest is Sedgwick County Health Director Adrian Byrne. And I'm about to ask you a kind of a loaded question, I guess, but the pandemic came down, and the CDC, there were some people in the country who were criticizing the CDC. They didn't know what they were doing. Then Dr. Fauci, he was he's some kind of a nut, left wing nut, and so forth. Did that what kind of impact did that have on public health, do you think? I mean, I'm just saying they politicized it, I guess, but what I'm saying.
It has had a really big impact, actually, because there was so much uncertainty when COVID first came to Kansas or even the United States. Since it was a novel or new virus, people just didn't know. And so recommendations would change from 1 week to the next as we, got more data on it. And that was very confusing for the public. And I can understand why there was thinking, what the heck's going on? They don't know what's going on. But we were just learning as we went. And so I think that has definitely impacted not just COVID, but flu as well.
Historically, though, you look at the history of health, vaccinations, and medicines in this country. But I look back on that, during the time it was going on, I'm thinking, can they really find something? Can they really get a vaccine up this quick? And my feeling is they were marvelous in how fast they got something out that seemed to work.
Well, and they had already studied that type of vaccine before.
Yeah.
Just hadn't created it for... used it for COVID. But vaccines, historically, when you talk about that, has saved millions of lives and has been very successful. Now, vaccine is not 100% where you can't say that nobody is going to experience a side effect. For the whole community, the benefits outweigh the risk. But if you're someone that is impacted by it, that's devastating. It's devastating.
Yeah.
You sit in traffic now. But later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain. All symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, MIDI.com.
Well, you explained to me a couple of years ago that the COVID is actually like a cold virus. Isn't that true?
Well, it is in that category, and it just and they multiply. I mean, there's so many viruses out there, different strains, and, you know, the main difference with when people wonder what one is over the other, with colds, we usually don't have a fever. We usually don't aren't so tired that we don't want to get out of bed. That's more likely to happen with the flu and COVID. More likely to have a fever with the flu, but you can have it with COVID. So it's always good. I just got my boxes of free tests last week, and so there are those free COVID tests available. Just got to go online, and it took a month or so for me to get mine. But those are good for testing. There's more likely to be a false negative than positive. So if someone does turn negative on that home test and they still feel really bad, do it again in 24 to 48 hours. And if it's negative, then there's a pretty solid chance that you do not. But whether it's about the flu or COVID, it's important to stay home and stay away from others for until 24 hours where your symptoms begin to get better and fever-free for 24 hours without medication. And then the precautions, if you want to be extra careful, the recommendation is to wear a mask for the next 5 days when you're around.
It seems to me, it's been a while, but it seems to me my memory is that we actually did a test at home, and I tested positive for COVID at one time, but I had no symptoms practically at all. Now, if somebody has actually had COVID, are they automatically immune then, or do you have to keep getting the shots?
No, that is a great question. And no, you're not immune. And I actually had it twice. So you're not immune. And part of the reason is because the virus is mutating. But the thing about the vaccine is it helps prevent us from being hospitalized or death. So the people in the hospital with COVID are still the majority of unvaccinated.
Let's talk about something else for a little bit. Let's talk about RSV. I'm not sure what that is, but can you tell me about RSV? And it has a vaccine, I guess, huh?
Well, RSV is a respiratory disease just like flu and COVID. The different symptom typically with RSV is that there's going to be wheezing with it, unless you're an asthmatic, and then flu and illness in general can trigger that. So, yes, there is now a vaccine for older adults with the RSV, and there is it's not a vaccine for children, but it's something that boosts their immune system. So with RSV, the vaccine is for adults age 60 and older, and then there's the antibody treatment for children ages 0 to 8 months and 9 to 18 months. The 0 to 8 months is for all children. The 9 to 18 months is for those that are immunocompromised, and that it's important that they get this treatment prior to the first RSV season, which we're in now, fall and winter, typically, if possible.
Is measles making a comeback?
Well, measles, you know, is definitely one of the first diseases that we saw begin to pop up when there began to get become more exemptions, personal exemptions to vaccine. And we had a couple outbreaks here in Sedgwick County, but the last one, I believe, was in 2017. But that is a ability to exempt out of vaccines becomes more available, that these diseases are going to come back.
I had whooping cough as a teen. How dangerous is whooping cough?
That can be extremely dangerous, especially for young babies, because the coughing is just really intense, and depending upon the age of the baby, they may have not have been vaccinated yet. So that's another reason it's important to be vaccinated, is because you protect those that can't because they're not old enough, or they medically, and there aren't very many people like that, but medically are not able to get a particular vaccine.
Having experienced it, I can tell you it is frightening, because you just can't stop coughing. And pretty soon you feel like you're going to pass out. It's scary. You get a number of services available at the Sedgwick County Health Department. And just want to ask a general question. How do you help with making health care available to those who can't pay? Just a lot of grants, or do you get a...
Well, so we have funding both locally and from the state, yes, from grants, okay, so that we can provide that. And KDG will send us vaccine at no cost, and that allows us to share that with the uninsured individuals in the community and those on Medicaid. Same thing with family planning and our STI services, WIC, it's all grant, all through the USDA. So, yes, if someone has any question about whether they qualify, they can call. But WIC is no charge. Healthy Babies is no charge.
Yeah.
And that's an educational program. Family planning slides way down.
Will your department have a role in the new state psychiatric hospital?
At this point, I don't think so, because okay, that is primarily mental health. Now, we help provide education in the community, and one of our community health improvement plan goals is around mental health that the community is working on, but directly, likely not.
Does Sedgwick County in general, do we have sufficient mental health care for our people?
Well, you know, that would definitely be a good question for Joan Tammany, but I would think that we definitely need more. It can take a long time to get in with a provider, you know, particularly an affordable provider, but Comcare is hiring people all the time and can provide services. So affordable services, likely, we don't have enough providers. But even those that have insurance, we definitely need mental health providers.
What do you have at the health department in terms of educational programs?
Well, any program that someone comes in for services, there should be some educational component to it. But we also have community health workers that are out in the community connecting people to resources. And our WIC program has a lot of education around nutrition, healthy babies on healthy development during pregnancy and infants. We have education on all the programs that we have available. Family planning has a lot of information about how to prevent pregnancies and all the ways that it can be done without contraceptives. So anything that has to do with health, we're going to be more than likely able to help someone on, and if not, we'll find the information for them.
You mentioned a couple of services I know that are for women and children, one of them being WIC. So you've got some services available for them, for women and children, but anything else as far as education?
We have animal control. And
Animal
control and, well, county animal control. There's city animal control, but we're county.
Oh, okay.
And they love educating people about safety with animals, and would love to, if anyone would like information on animal control,
okay,
let us know.
Hey, are we, of course, you're going to just say that, I know you're going to tell me that people should not give up on washing their hands at work and at home, right?
Oh, my gosh, no. So, all those things that we always talked about before COVID still apply. So, get vaccinated, number one. Be up to date on immunizations. Wash those hands. Sing happy birthday twice while you're getting between your fingers and your fingernails. And if you have, an air purifier at your house, definitely stay home and don't spread. And if you do go to work, wear a surgical mask. Keep your distance from people. And if you can, stay home, rest.
And my wife, I think, has a box of masks on the shelf just in case we need them. A general question, how many employees do you have in the health department in Sedgwick County, Adrian?
We have approximately 140.
How much? I'm sorry, I missed that.
140.
140, okay.
Yes.
Do you ever use any volunteers in your work?
We do. We actually have a medical reserve corps, and it doesn't have to be just medical providers. There's information on our website, and people can apply on there to be part of medical reserve corps, and they'll help with weekend events or if something ever does happen, like COVID again. We use medical reserve corps to help give immunizations. It's just a really important volunteer group that can do a lot in the community.
Yeah, if we've got the holidays are coming up, Thanksgiving and Christmas. You look for possibility of an uptick in people getting sick?
We certainly do. Certainly, historically, we've seen that with respiratory viruses, and definitely seen that with COVID. Yeah. Thanksgiving, that it starts going up. Around Thanksgiving, a small peak after school starts, and then Thanksgiving, Christmas, New Year's, yes. So be very careful during these months.
Adrian, as always, thank you for being with us. We're out of time this morning, and hope to talk to you again here in a few months, and I hope we have a good season, flu season this year.
Thank you, Steve. You too.
Our guest is Sedgwick County Health Director Adrian Byrne. That's all for this edition of Issues 2024. We'll be back next week. Thank you for listening.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Auto Parts!
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, 3-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.